Do you feel like you keep living the same year over and over again? Do you often enter a new year thinking, this will be the year that I fill in the blank. This will be the year that things change. Only to get to the end of the year and nothing has changed? And then wondering where the year went? That used to be me. Until I created a process that got me out of that loop. That helped me create and live the life and experiences that my soul was craving. I invite you to join me on January 25th in a virtual ceremony where I'll guide you through the exact process I used for 10 years and that I am returning to this year after doing the deepest healing work of my life after my son Greg went to spirit in 2019. I've expanded and enhanced the process, and I'll share it all with you in the 2024 Illumination Circle. This is something you can do at any point in the year. So join me live and you'll receive the recording and the journal so that you can go back through this process again anytime you need to. But I ask you now, what is your soul craving? Go to www.lorilatimer.com/2024-circle. Those are the numerals 2024-circle to sign up today. It is my deepest honor to share this with you, and I look forward to seeing you there. We don't do resolutions here. We do creation. Hello, and welcome back to another Cosmic Connections episode of Grief with Grace. On Monday, April 8th, what just might be the biggest cosmic event of this year of 2024 happens when we have the new moon total solar eclipse in the sign of Aries. And yes, it's a big, big deal. Welcome to Grief with Grace, the podcast for women healing from loss, trauma, and grief, or who know there's more to life but aren't sure what it is or where to find it. Whatever brought you here, you are not alone. I'm your hostess, Lori Latimer, soul navigator, mystic, intuitive, bereaved mom, and grief and trauma guide. Recreating my own life after a divorce in 2008 and going on to create and live a life I'd only dreamed of after that, I found myself on a new healing journey after my 29-year-old son unexpectedly left this life in January of 2019. So I invite you to grab a journal, a cup of tea, light a candle and get cozy, and allow yourself to be seen, held, soothed, and inspired on your journey to wholeness. Blending the practical with the spiritual, each week my guests and I will inspire you to connect with who you are at soul level so you can find moments of joy in the everyday. Because even on the darkest days, there is joy if you know how and where to look for it. So just a quick reminder that new moons are the beginnings of new cycles, new pathways, new portals, new intentions, new opportunities. Solar eclipses always fall on a new moon, and they're like new moons on steroids. The energies at play are magnified and they're amplified. So it's going to be a very energetic time. And I know a lot of us are already feeling a lot of those energies. Now, this is even more true when it falls in the sign of Aries, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So it's all about new beginnings, going first. It's the beginning of the new astrological year. Aries season is the beginning of the new astrological year. So this new moon solar eclipse promises to bring a lot of everything. And I believe it's even more true. This is even more, you know, eclipses are like fated events. They're pointing us back in the direction. New moon solar eclipses are pointing us back in the direction of our destiny, trying to help us get back on our true soul's path. If we have veered off, which we all do, because we're human, but I believe that this is all even more true with this eclipse because of the planets and the other placements that are involved, which I will talk about in this episode. So the moon and the sun will both be at 19 degrees of Aries. The North Node, which is our collective destiny, will be at 19 degrees of Aries. So just so they're all together, they're all lined up in the sky together. Chiron, the wounded healer, will also be at 19 degrees of Aries. So add that one into the mix. So a lot of fate, you know, the North Node is about fate. Chiron is about healing our soul wounds. And then also the planet Mercury is going to be at 24 degrees of Aries, so just 5 degrees away, as it travels backward until September 25th. So let's break down what all of this means for us. So All of these energies, all of these planets and the energies that are in Aries right now are asking us to really step up in our individual lives in a collective effort to help heal humanity. I mean, at its core, that's what this is about. Because, and I've said this so many times, and I believe this with everything that I have inside of me, we cannot help heal humanity if we are not doing our own healing work. Do we have to be completely healed to be able to help others and make a difference? Absolutely not. I don't believe we are ever completely healed. However, we must be consciously working on our healing. And by doing that, then we have that ripple effect. I did an episode about a year ago, just about a year ago, about the butterfly effect and how what we do has this ripple effect throughout our lives and throughout humanity. And so really, I feel that the time for complacency is over with. Complacency is really selfish. It's a selfish energy because it's like, I don't want to do my part. It's all about me. I'm just going to sit and just ignore, you know, the burning that's going on around me. The time for that is over with. It's done. Fini. If you take an honest look around, humanity and society in general is in free fall. I don't even need to get into the specifics of that. But if you know, you know. All the past wounding, all the unhealed parts of us as individuals and as a collective are on full display. I think a lot of it has to do with Pluto moving back into Aquarius, have us looking at things from a more global perspective. But we have to, it has to start with the individual. And that's what this total new moon solar eclipse in Aries is asking us to do. And so when we look at our individual wounds and traumas, there's insight, there's wisdom, there's healing available. You know, for too long, too many of us have been complacent, as I was just mentioning. We've been sucked into the 3D vortex of modern society, of our capitalistic world. Now, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of beneficial things to our modern world, like electricity and most technology, right? Cars. I mean, so many things. And every time I start recording, my dog decides to come out and drink his water. So I'm going to pause for a minute. He's a funny, funny little guy. And yeah, when I start recording, it's like he knows and he wants to come out and make his presence be known. So back to what I was saying, I was talking about complacency. You know, complacency has really become what I feel is an epidemic of its own. You know, I really feel that this new moon total solar eclipse in Aries is it's a cosmic invitation, a cosmic wake-up call to really take inventory on a deeply personal and individual level. Look at our inner wounds and strengths, because you don't want to just look at the wounds. You also want to look at our strengths, our gifts, you know, our darkness and our light. That's how and when we'll begin to reclaim our power and our sovereignty. I talked a lot more about this in the last episode, episode 170. So be sure to listen to that after this one if you haven't done so already, because it's important for the full context to have the full picture of these energies and how they affect us. You know, before I started studying all this, I had no idea how all of this worked together to affect us here on Earth. And now that I do understand it, so many things make sense. And I can put so many things in context that I really didn't understand before. And so I invite you to ask yourself, where are you being eclipsed on your life path, on your healing journey, on your soul's journey? What next level are you being called to step into? And how can you uncover a new level of power and sovereignty and wisdom from your past traumas and wounds? Because there is gold in our traumas and wounds. Those things that we carry from, you know, our past in this lifetime and past lifetimes, they're ready. There are layers of them that are ready to be healed. And so how can you uncover those? You know, what's come to mind is, what's that saying? The cracks are where the light comes in. We have to look deep into our wounds, deep into our psyche, to see what needs to be healed, what's ready to be healed, so that we can find our light, find our gifts. And so this new moon solar eclipse it's a time to allow new portals to open, guiding you to a new pathway, a new direction on your healing journey. You know, ask yourself, what did the lunar eclipse illuminate and reveal that's ready to be released, especially in the area of relationships and patterns, so that you can step through the new portals that are waiting for you? Or are you still looking at the past, looking behind you, holding so tightly onto what's no longer working, no longer in your highest good, your highest love, that you are missing the new portal, the new doorway that's opening for you? Yeah, it can be scary. I get it. It can be so painful, especially if other people are involved, because we don't want to, again, we go back to complacency. It's our comfort zone. Libra energy, the opposite of Aries, it's, you know, it wants to be comfortable. It's about our comfort zone. Look at where you are living in your comfort zone, what area of life. So yes, it can be very painful to look at this and to admit and acknowledge that something needs to shift, change, or be released. And yet it's more painful to stay where we are, in a place where our souls are stagnant. And on some level, we know that. We just don't want to admit it. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to look at it, because again, it can be very painful. And so let's talk about some of the planets and placements that are the big players during this eclipse. I mentioned, you know, the North Node. It's a karmic point, a karmic placement. Wherever the North Node is in the sky, and again, it's a mathematical, elliptical calculation. It's not an actual physical, tangible thing like an asteroid or a planet. But wherever the North Node is at any given point in time is guiding us toward where humanity is going. It's giving us our collective North Star. Now, with this eclipse happening on the North Node, it's really pointing us toward the future, toward our collective and individual future. It's asking us to do this deep work toward healing our wounds and traumas so that we can see the possibilities, the doorways, the new portals that are being opened for us and available to us. But again, are we looking to that, being open and curious, or are we still looking behind us? So I invite you to really be open to the idea that something you envisioned for your life, your path, your identity, that's my entire life this year, is revisiting everything about my identity, looking at your future. You know, be open to the idea that something completely different, something completely unexpected is ready and waiting for you. Again, that's where I found myself this year. It is painful at times. It is painful in certain areas of life to do that. It's unsettling. And yet my soul won't let me deny it, because these things keep happening. I keep having experiences that keep pointing me back to, no, you are looking the wrong way. You have to let go of certain things. You have to shed certain parts of your identity. I believe that whenever I get to the other side of this, whatever all this is, and I don't even have a conscious awareness of it, I believe that I will have released every bit of my identity as I've known it throughout my life, every bit. That is terrifying, terrifying. And yet I can't look away, because every time I try to, I get pulled back with another trauma that says, what are you doing? Where are you looking? Where are you going? Are you going backwards, or are you going to keep moving toward your soul's path, your soul's destiny? And so I'm still watching. I'm curious to see what's revealed. And that's what we're all being called to do on this eclipse. You know, as I have said many times, I don't believe we will, and I said it earlier, I don't believe we'll ever completely heal everything, but we carry so much karmic wounding within us. But here's the thing, it's about healing layers of it. The layers that your soul knows, we don't consciously know, our ego doesn't know, but our soul knows what we as humans are ready and capable of seeing, acknowledging, witnessing, and healing. And then we take our experiences, our traumas, our wounds, and our healing, and we use all of that to help others. We allow the Aries energy to, all the energies of Aries, to give us the grace and courage to take our next steps, to put ourselves out there, to be the way showers and the light leaders. If you are listening to this, you are not the average human on the planet. You are meant to be a way shower, a light leader, to illuminate the path for others through your life experiences, to show them that, you know, I went through the darkness, but I have also found the light. Am I fully in it? No, you don't have to be fully in it. You don't have to be all, you know, sunshine and unicorns and rainbows. But you have to see the light and be able to illuminate that for other people behind you. And so one of the most powerful ways we can heal is when we use our traumas and wounds to help others. You know, it's like a win-win. Yes, it takes courage and resilience. But Aries, that's the beautiful thing about Aries. Aries will give us the confidence, the passion, the drive, the willpower to do it if we do our part. If we do our part. Now, with the Mercury conjunction, well, Mercury, so I've talked about Chiron and the North Node. I want to talk about Mercury. With Mercury playing with these energies, while Mercury is retrograde, which is also kind of interesting, this is an especially important time to look at your beliefs, your ideas, your limiting beliefs, your perceptions about yourself, about your traumas, about your experiences and the world. This eclipse might just jolt you out of outdated paradigms and mindsets, inviting you to new ways of looking at things, at new beliefs and ideas about yourself and the world. I love this pairing of Mercury retrograde occurring during this pivotal eclipse, during this pivotal time. So again, be open, be curious. Don't push or force anything. Allow it to come to you as you observe and are curious and question things. This is another way to reclaim your power and your sovereignty. Now, something else I want to talk about, because this is really important. Usually on new moons, we set intentions for the upcoming month and for the upcoming 6 months, upcoming year, whatever, you know, you choose to focus on. I personally do not set intentions on a new moon solar eclipse. Now, other people you hear may say you should. You do you. Feel what's right for you. But I want to explain why I don't. It's because eclipse energies are so unpredictable and chaotic. I don't want that kind of energy being infused into my intentions. Just like I don't charge my crystals under a full moon lunar eclipse, I don't want that chaotic energy being infused into my crystals. So what do I do instead? What can you do instead? Do a lot of self-care practices. Observe life. Observe yourself. Observe your thoughts, your beliefs. Get curious. Be open. Look at what's been illuminated in your life over the past 2 weeks since the full moon lunar eclipse on March 25th. You know, the patterns and relationships that have been illuminated that might not be working anymore, at least not the way they're currently structured. Some of them may need to fall away completely. Some may need to be restructured. That's okay. Just be open and curious. Observe. Sit with all of it. Contemplate. Meditate. Spend time in nature. And see what's revealed to you. Allow things to be revealed rather than trying to force and control things and impose your will on things. Really be open to being surprised and maybe even delighted with what comes through to you. Eclipses can bring the unexpected, absolutely. They can bring fated events that we as humans have no control over. I mean, my son, my beautiful beloved son, went back to spirit on a new moon solar eclipse. I had no idea of that until just a couple of weeks ago when I was doing some research for these two episodes on the two eclipses. I mean, talk about a fated event that I, as a human, as his mom, had absolutely no control over. Shifted the entire course of my life, but it got me on my soul's path in a way that I never envisioned. Do I wish I had found my way on that path some other way? Absolutely. But for whatever reason, my soul chose that. My soul chose that. And God bless my son, my son's soul, for agreeing to be that soul, that child that really gave his life so that my soul could get on path. And over the last 2 or 3 years, I've kind of veered off path again. I recognize that now. And so some things have happened over the past few months and over the past year, in fact, a year ago next week, that have brought me back on path. Because even though I have stepped onto my soul's path in a bigger way since Greg went to spirit, I've been doing it in a small way. And it was only a piece. It's not that I was off path. It's that there is a bigger path, a more impactful path that I have not
stepped onto, not wanted to step onto. And it requires releasing a lot of things. Like I was talking about my identity, everything about my identity is being shattered and obliterated so that I can step fully onto my soul's path. I don't know where it's going. I don't know exactly what it looks like. I have some ideas, but all of these things had to happen. I had to have all these experiences to keep reminding me that is not everyone's path. Absolutely not. You don't have to go through the deepest, darkest of depths like I've had to find your path and to have your path illuminated. But for some of us, and for whatever reason, my soul chose that. Okay, it's time for me to step up and to stop playing around. So be open, surrender. That's so hard for most of us. We think we can control things. We think we can control other people. We can't. We can't. So again, Libra is about relationships with others. Aries is about ourselves. So this eclipse in Aries is an invitation to look inward, to look at yourself, not at others. After allowing the relationships and patterns to be illuminated over the past 2 weeks since the full moon lunar eclipse, now it's time to look within, look at yourself, at your relationship with yourself, and get back on your healing path, on your soul's journey, regardless of whether anyone else in the world, in your life, likes or approves of it or not, thinks you're crazy. I've been criticized by some of the people closest to me recently. That's okay. That's okay. They're on their path. I know that. But as you do this, the true relationship with yourself, with who you are at soul level, will begin to appear. I know that from my own personal experience over the past 5 years, the past year, the past 2 months. It will all become clear or begin to become clear. So I invite you to spend the next 2 weeks. Now, this is important too. Spend the next 2 weeks as the moon waxes and begins to be illuminated again as we move toward the next full moon. Spend time allowing your path to be revealed and illuminated for you. Again, don't force it. Allow it. Surrender to it. Because this eclipse in Aries is a karmic invitation to really step boldly into our collective destiny. But we have to do that on a personal level. We have to do our personal healing to help the collective, as I was talking about earlier in the episode. We have to each step boldly into our own personal destinies. You know that old saying, as within, so without. Do your healing, you help heal the collective. So ask yourself, where have you abandoned yourself in the pursuit of people-pleasing or putting others first, being the martyr, or putting a relationship ahead of your own wants and needs and desires? That's abandoning yourself when you do that. That's abandoning your soul. This is really a time for brutal, brutal honesty. Are you on your healing path, on your true soul's path? Or have you wandered off, as again, we tend to do as humans, living a life that you were conditioned to believe you were supposed to live, but which doesn't really fulfill you if you're really honest with yourself? I really feel that last episode, I did the second quarter energy forecast for 2024. And I really feel that the energies of the second quarter of this year are going to give us a really beautiful opportunity to expand our consciousness, to move to a new level of awareness, of healing, and to expand our spiritual consciousness. So, the question is, will you be open to those things? Or are you still looking backward? Are you still holding on so tightly to what was ready to be illuminated on the full moon lunar eclipse that you're not looking or not seeing at what's opening, what the possibilities are for you, the new possibilities? Maybe you're not even seeing or wanting to see or acknowledge what was illuminated for you. You're like, nope, can't do that. Can't let that go. You don't have to let it go just like that. Now, maybe you do, but not necessarily. It can be a progression. But the first piece is awareness and acknowledgement of it. Now, in saying that, something's coming through that I want to share. The shifts may be subtle. And part of the reason for that is because if you don't have any planets or placements in or around 19 degrees of Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, this might be a more subtle eclipse for you. Now, if on the other hand, you do have placements around 19 degrees in those signs, you may have more profound experiences during this eclipse. You may also feel this more. It may have more of an impact for you if you live in or near the area of totality. This eclipse is going to begin in the South Pacific area, travel up across Mexico, into Texas, up into the northeastern United States, and then northeastern Canada and the North Atlantic. And so where I live, we'll see about 80 to 85% totality. Now, it may rain here on Monday during the eclipse. Even if it does and we can't actually see it, the energies are still there. The energies don't give a damn about clouds or rain. The energies are what matter. And we may feel the effects of this big eclipse for a month or even months on down the road. This is a very karmic eclipse. Also, you know, in mentioning the path of this eclipse across the United States, it's actually going to crisscross and intersect the path of the total lunar eclipse that happened in April of 2017. I don't remember the exact date, but it was April of 2017. So 6.5 years ago. I also, and I do not remember where I saw this, but I saw a map of the paths of all the eclipses over the next, like through the end of this century, all the way up to the year 2099. I will be long gone to spirit by then, but it's fascinating to see how many of these eclipses go straight through various places in the various areas of the United States. Again, Pluto and Aquarius, I think, you know, the United States is in free fall. I'm just going to say it. It's in free fall. It is not on a good path. And I believe that all of these eclipses are cosmic jolts to try to get us back on path. Now, will we or not? Don't know. But the more that people wake up to the way we've given our power and our sovereignty away, the better the chance that we will get back on a more positive trajectory. But it is fascinating to see where we are as a country, as a nation, as a society, and how all these eclipses are going through, and through a lot of them are going through Canada too. But it's a cosmic wake-up call. Will we wake up or not? I don't know. A lot of us have. A lot of us are waking up. Will enough wake up to shift things? I don't know. Time will tell. Time will tell. But it is a very, this eclipse on Monday is a very karmic eclipse, especially with the sun and the moon conjunct the North Node and Chiron. But in saying that, something else that I want to mention is we also need to look at the South Node and how it impacts this eclipse, because the South Node is directly opposite the North Node. So it is at 19 degrees of Libra. And as I discussed back in episode 169 about the lunar eclipse, Libra is all about relationships. I did mention that earlier in this episode too. So back to the earlier conversation about what relationships are ready to be released so that you can move forward with your healing, move forward on your soul's journey. You know, I've given you a lot of questions in this episode. I hope you will sit with them, meditate on them, consider them over the next few days, over the next couple of weeks, because it all begins within. We're not going to change, you know, the people in the United States are not going to change the United States until we all look within. First of all, we have to wake up. We have to stop. We have to take the blinders off. And then we have to see what our part is in healing ourselves so that that can then have that ripple effect and help heal this country and help heal humanity. So I think that is all for this episode and for this new moon total solar eclipse in Aries. It's one of, if not the biggest cosmic events of 2024. Oh, and April 8th, it happens to fall on my middle grandson's 13th birthday. So happy birthday, Lucas. This is going to be a big year for him with the eclipse falling on his 13th birthday. I mean, how fated is that? Just like with my son going to back to spirit on a new moon solar eclipse. That was a new portal. It's funny because I call that his rebirth day. So it was a new beginning for his soul. And it was a new beginning for me as a human, as a mom, as a human, in ways I never, ever envisioned. All right. So next week, I have an interview for you that I recently did with a man who has a wonderful book coming out on April 16th. So you don't want to miss that. I'm almost finished editing that. Yeah, that's all I have for this week. So I would love to hear your experiences since the full moon lunar eclipse happened on March 25th, and then through the next couple of weeks as we navigate this new moon solar eclipse. You know, what awarenesses have you had? What healing has been revealed that your soul wants you to do? What new doorways are being opened for you as we move through this eclipse season? An eclipse season lasts about a month on either side of each eclipse, because they are such powerful and potent energies. All right, I think my dog is telling me it's time to go out for a walk. So until next time, as always, I am sending you so much love, light, beauty, and grace.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Grief with Grace. Please be sure to like our Grief with Grace podcast Facebook page and find me on Instagram at @Lori_Latimer. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you receive a reminder when new episodes are uploaded. And please leave a rating and review so I can continue to bring you new content and new interviews each week. If you find this podcast valuable, and I really hope you do, please be sure to share it with a woman who could use some inspiration in her life and on her journey. Until next time, I invite you to find a moment of joy today and every day.